is Chicon Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, well, it's going to sound the same the next couple of days. Showers likely and temperatures somewhere around 50 degrees. We'll get the full details from Pat Pagano in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you today. The Sharon Historical Society continued with their innovative farmers speaking in Sharon. In a story in today's Republican American, Julie Miller of Q Farms at 63 Jackson Hill Road in Sharon and Megan Haney of Marble Valley Farm on Route 7 in Kent spoke about innovative farming at the Sharon Historical Society. They were guest speakers for a session called Reinventing Farming, moderated by Carol Asher. That happened this weekend. Both women said, those who are concerned should speak to farmers from where they're getting their produce so they know what they're putting in their bodies. In New York State, they've passed a stopgap bill to pay state employees as the budget talks drag on. The governor and state legislature have yet to been able to iron out a $216 billion budget, which was due on Friday of last week. Legislators went home Thursday afternoon when it became clear no agreement would be reached by the original deadline. Friday was the start of the new fiscal year, but 4 p.m. Monday was the moment when the budget needed to be passed in order to ensure that state employees would get their paychecks this week, according to the New York Comptroller's Office. The budget extender is a $300 million stopgap measure that essentially allows the government to continue running until Thursday, April the 7th. Should two South Berkshire school districts consider a merger, a public discussion will begin on Tuesday. The A-Town Regional School District Planning Board will hold the first of three remote public hearings to discuss the published report and recommendation of a research team headed by veteran educator and project manager Jake Erbewine. The research group led by Erbewine for the past 8 months has been studying potential scenarios for collaborative or consolidation involving the Berkshire Hills and Southern Berkshire Regional School District. The team's report, issued on March 22nd, recommended consideration of a possible combination of one high school potentially rebuilt or renovated and expanded Monument Mountain High in Great Barrington to serve students in grade through nine from both districts, including Mount Everett High and Sheffield. Elementary and middle schools will continue to operate with no changes, according to the research group's recommended plan. The eight towns are Alfred, Egremont, Great Barrington, Monterey, New Marlborough, Sheffield, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge. The meeting with remote attendance via Zoom will begin at 5:30, led by the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service Facility. As Cynthia Jeffries and Ann Ruskey to attend, you must visit that website. Some meetings coming up in our area locally. In Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act has a meeting that is set for tonight at 6:30. A special town meeting in Sharon is tomorrow at 6:15. In North Canaan tonight, the monthly meeting of the Affordable Housing Committee, that will take place at 5:30. Well, Rotary is launching the record-setting day of service. Thousands of Rotarians, including our Rotarians here in Salisbury, volunteer across the Connecticut and Massachusetts. That comes up April 9th. More than 100 Rotary clubs and 4,000 Rotarians from Connecticut and Massachusetts will volunteer in their communities on Saturday for a record-breaking Rotary Day of Service, collecting clothes for the homeless, refurbishing parks, building shelters, and more. With the involvement in clubs from the entire state of Connecticut, as well as Massachusetts, the Day of Service is an unprecedented Rotary effort to improve the lives of individuals and families in the communities that they serve. The Rotary Club of Salisbury will be working together on environmental cleanup projects in the town of Falls Village, North Canaan, Cornwall, Salisbury, and Sharon. Members of the Salisbury Club, joined with students from Hotchkiss School, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, local community leaders, and other volunteers, will clean up trash from areas along the Housatonic River, Lakeville area, and roads in the town of North Canaan. You don't need to be a Rotary member to volunteer. Simply visit RotaryDayOfService.org. Click on the Find Your Town Project tab to find the project in town they want to assist. Once registered, local clubs will be in touch to provide more details. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces their annual meeting for members coming up on Saturday from 10 to 11 at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. Members are requested to register online from the SharonHist.org events calendar or by calling 860-364-5688. A Zoom link will be provided to members who register and need to attend the meeting remotely. A cook-to-order breakfast is happening on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. The doors open upstairs at the hall at 7:30 at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post 6851. It runs from 8 until 12 noon. More information at 860-824-5688. 8158 or vfw6851@yahoo.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got lunch specials 7 days a week, tapas. That's interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,641.18. The NASDAQ at 14,207.17. And the S&P 500 at 4525.12. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.